This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Burt Show.
Entertainment, bud.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Put this on the list of things you can only do when you're objectively attractive. So Emma Roberts is going viral for her Architectural Digest house tour. If you've never seen these, oh, I love these. It's these celebs and they take you through their beautiful homes and
It's
house porn, and there's designers sometimes there and they're talking to you about that rare piece of wood that they got from like a 1970s architectural home, and it was owned by Jimi Hendrix or something, and now it's in their home and that's why it's so important. And normally there's really good tidbits like that, but then when you go to Emma Roberts' house, she takes you to a room where she has a wall where she displays all of her dolls. And I'm sure you're thinking, oh, maybe they're like these beautiful like pieces of like fine china or rare dolls that you can't find anywhere. No, it's like drunk Barbie, and she's like, I kind of hope they come to life.
This is a fun one. This is like drunk cowgirl Barbie, and I heard about her and I thought that she didn't really exist and she was a joke, but it turns out she does exist and she's just amazing. Like, look at her. She's fabulous. She's having the time of her life. When I was younger and people would be like, aren't you scared your dolls are going to come to life? I'm like, I hope that every night that they'll come wake me up.
Wait, which Emma is this again?
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts. Okay, I thought you said Watson in the beginning, and I'm like, that doesn't sound anything like her. Emma Roberts. That makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
I see that more coming from Emma Roberts than I do from Emma Watson.
Oh, God, no.
My former mother-in-law had a collection of baby dolls back in the day that I used to, A, get really creeped out by, because either they looked too lifelike or they looked like they had passed away. So
the one eye closed, the one eye open.
Just the coloring of it was kind of ashy, like It hadn't had a breath in a while. So every time I would go over to her house, I would put the dolls in inappropriate places, like under one of her tires on her car. So she would have to check to see if one of the dolls was under the tire. One time I think I put one in the oven. My kid Hollis is still creeped out by dolls based on those dolls in her house.
They're scary, man.
Yeah, man, some of them can be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and some of the ones on Emma Roberts' wall look like that, where they look like a corpse, but she seems to be really proud of them. And you know, we love that for her, but can you just imagine if she was like some gremlin having these? We'd be like, oh, this is creepy. But because it's Emma Roberts, we're like, oh, what a cute obsession.
Oh, no, that's not cute.
No,
for Emma.
Not at all.
Have you guys ever walked into somebody's apartment and seen a collection of things and it was just like a complete turn off when you were dating?
I have not.
Yeah, no. Holes in the wall.
Holes in the wall. Like bullet holes?
No. No. Okay. Like, oh, my team lost their game, so I had to punch a hole in the wall.
I understand that.
Kind of thing. Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah. But you're supposed to fix the holes, though. You don't just leave them as ambiance.
At 23, you don't know how to spackle.
Got it.
All right, Caitlin Clark, speaking of teams that are winning, though, Caitlin Clark is supposedly going to earn less on her WNBA rookie contract than three NBA mascots. I was floored by this news. So a typical NBA player is making like millions of dollars, but the lowest paid one is making about $289,000 on the Toronto Raptors. But Caitlin Clark isn't even getting close to that.
This is on us. This is not on the NBA. It's not on the WNBA, because the NBA pulls in, I think I read like $24 billion. Mm-hmm. WNBA pulls in $60 million. I may be getting those numbers slightly wrong, but I believe that's what I read yesterday. So it's up to us to support the WNBA. so they can pay their players accordingly. Because you can't pay somebody something you don't have.
I am so incredibly happy you were the one that said it. Because I felt like I had to come in here and say that this morning. But coming from a guy, it could sound very, very sexist. But look, this can get really heated and it can be really emotional because there is a pay gap in this country for sure that women should be furious about. But at the end of the day, this is a purely business decision. More seats in the stands, more TV rights for the NBA than the WNBA. Vastly, vastly different. You just can't pay the players the same.
Does she deserve more? Abso-freaking-lutely she deserves more. But that is on us as fans to support it. So they get that revenue and they can pay their players what they deserve.
Yeah, if you want to see a change there, get your ass in the seat.
Exactly.
I think this is a step in the right direction because Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, like they have way more people paying attention to women's basketball now. And now that people are aware of how much the pay gap is, now maybe people will support the WNBA more, start going to the game, start watching the game so that the players can ultimately make more money.
Abby, this is a total sidebar, but I got to tell you this because you don't follow sports very well, but it sort of ties into what you're talking about. One of these dudes on the Toronto Raptors who averages, you know the story, right? The betting thing that's been going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He averages like 4 points a game. He's like a nobody in the NBA. For whatever reason, people started betting that he was going to like not get like 6 points. You can bet on these things. How many points a player is going to get? Maybe he's going to get more than that in a game. Maybe he's going to get less. This dude's only averaging like 4 points, right? So the NBA noticed that there was an uptick. I'm going to call this guy Mo Mitchell, right? I don't even know his name.
What? All the names in the world?
Yeah, you were never going to play in the NBA. So this guy Mo Mitchell that plays for the Toronto Raptors, all of a sudden they realized that a whole bunch of bets were coming in to these different betting organizations, betting that he wasn't going to score his average. He wasn't even going to get 4 points when he gets in there. Turns out this dude was getting into games and he was like, oh, my stomach hurts. I'm real bad. I can't play. I got the bubble guts. I need to go to the locker room before he got to his 4 points. Or he would make another excuse the next day and the next day and the next day. And they've tracked it down now that he was being paid off to not score. And they caught him. And a bunch of people were betting that he wasn't going to meet those 4 points because it was kind of a betting ring.
Oh, my gosh.
Insane.
Drama.
Insane, right?
Like, how do you think you're not going to get caught?
Right. I mean, this isn't going to happen with the LeBron Jameses of the world because they're making $50 million. But this guy's like base salary. Yeah.
You can pay him off.
Scoring 4 points a game and all this uptick of bets for this guy. And he thought that he was going to get away with it, and he did not.
And he's still making triple what Caitlin Clark's going to make.
Well, he's not making anything now. He's not going to play again.
Not for long.
All right, Real Housewife Bethany Frankel says she was relieved that she had a miscarriage. I'll explain why on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.